Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have you all ever had the experience of facing a loss, perhaps a death or perhaps a loss of a different kind? And in addition to feeling the pain and the grief that comes with the loss, perhaps a sense of anger that this wasn't supposed to happen this way. Have you ever had that feeling? It wasn't supposed to happen like this. I was supposed to retire with my beloved partner, and we were supposed to travel and visit with grandchildren and live well into our 90s, and it wasn't supposed to happen like this. Or perhaps it's a marriage that has ended earlier than you expected, and you were imagining weddings and times in retirement, and it wasn't supposed to end like this. The losses that we all feel are so complicated and so difficult to bear in and of themselves. But we're not only experiencing the loss presently, the hole in your life. We're also experiencing a loss of all these future dreams that you may have had. All of these things that you hoped for. So when you face a loss that has a component of, it wasn't supposed to happen this way, grief can get extraordinarily complicated. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians that we heard tonight, was speaking to them in exactly this context. They expected that Jesus would be coming back to them before any of them died. And so when members of the Thessalonian community begin to die and Jesus has not yet returned, they not only were grieving for their mothers and their daughters and their brothers and their sons, but they were profoundly confused because Jesus was supposed to be back by now. So Paul is, as their pastor, trying to preach words of comfort and consolation into their lives about their present loss of their beloved ones, and about the loss of what they thought was to be, that Jesus should be back by now. The words that Paul chooses to use in his letter to the Thessalonians are beautiful, and I commend the whole letter to you, 1 Thessalonians. What he basically says to them is that those who have gone before and are with our Lord, we will join them. He's using language that was comforting to the people then at that time. All of the beautiful anthems that Doug has chosen for this evening and Karen and the choirs have so exquisitely offered, they are different kinds of words that were meant to offer a word of hope and consolation and comfort. The challenge for us in this day and time is to learn what are the words that will bring comfort and consolation to people in our current communities who are not only facing loss, but facing the loss of their hopes and dreams. It shouldn't happen this way. This isn't how it was supposed to be. As Paul goes on in his letter to the Thessalonians in the fifth chapter, he asks them to continue in certain practices. He asks them to cling to the hope of Jesus Christ in their life by going through the motions of what they have already been doing. This is an extraordinarily faithful, converted Gentile community who takes exquisitely good care of each other, who listens to widows and widowers in their grief, who cares for orphans, who waits faithfully in prayer for Jesus. So Paul not only points their attention to the fact that we'll all be reunited with our loved ones in eternal life, but in the today, in the present moment, he calls them to continue in the very basic acts of community and love in which they were engaged. And this is what we do for each other when we gather in our communities at St. Peter's and St. Mary's. We take the time to listen to the griefs and to the sorrows of our friends and our family members. We go for walks on beaches, and breakfast, and lunch, and dinner. We invite our friends to serve with us, because one way that we can cope with our own loss and grief is to reach out to other people who are experiencing loss and grief, and to help them through it. And sometimes the wisdom that we have for getting through our griefs lies in our very hearts and souls, when we can remember all of the other times in our lives that we've experienced loss and grief. And God has shown us a new path forward, something surprising, maybe a new delight that we might not have ever experienced. These can be very difficult words of comfort and consolation to take in when you're in the throes of that deep loss and grief, especially if it just wasn't supposed to happen like this. But when we band together as a community, when we stay close to Jesus in prayer, and constantly remind ourselves that he is walking with us and has borne these very sorrows in his own life, then we have the strength to make it through the next minute, the next hour, and the next day. So as you grieve your losses, the deaths of your loved ones, I hope that there are words of comfort and consolation that the people around you can speak into your hearts and into your minds. And I invite you to reach deeper into the communities here at St. Peter's and St. Mary's if there's anything that we can do to support you. Because it's only when we can hope for something beyond ourselves, when we can truly rest our hope in Jesus, that we will find the ultimate consolation and joy that is hard won going through these times of grief. Amen.
Amen. Amen.